This is the Unconquered Podcast. Unbiased, unrivaled, and unconquered coverage and analysis of Florida State football.
If Florida State,
we won national championships and ACC championships.
It's caught! Touchdown official, Kelvin Benjamin!
Back to some basics, consistency in what we're doing. Guys getting a little banged and bruised, working a bunch of different situations, making progress.
You have to have success so you know something I can really do this.
Game over! Those are the champions of college football!
Jameis, why? Jameis, no! No! No!
Welcome to the Unconquered Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Staples. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Boston College and the Boston College-Florida State game coming up this Saturday. Well, Florida State gets yet another team coming off a bye, the fifth time this year, and if you want to include the first game of the year against Oklahoma State, who obviously had the entire offseason as a bye, that's six. So that's half of Florida State's schedule that will have had extra time to prepare for Florida State. Now, obviously, in two situations, Florida State had a bye before the game as well, against Clemson and against Louisville. But honestly, this is, and you know, for some out there, this may sound homerish or like, you know, special pleading, but byes help other teams more than they do Florida State by and large. The same is true when Alabama plays a team off a bye or when Oregon plays a team off a bye. When you're the hunted, when you are the top team on everybody's schedule, when you're the team that everybody's preparing extra for in the whole off season to beat, where you're the game that's going to make everybody else's season if they beat you, then bye weeks help those teams more than they do the really good teams. The teams at the very top. Because, again, a team like Boston College, they spend weeks in the offseason scouring Florida State tape, looking at what happened in last year's game, looking at what happened in every game that Florida State's played the last couple years, and seeing if there's something that they can take advantage of with, you know, maybe one extra little wrinkle with a motion or with some move that they can make to get an advantage that, you know, might cause a score or some sort of big play or give them an edge in this game. And they're going to have all that, and they're going to store that. You're going to work on that in fall camp. You're going to work on that in preseason camp, and then you're going to sit on that until it comes time for that bye week. And then you're going to bring it all out again, and you're going to rep it. And you're going to make sure that that's all ready to beat the big bad team that you're hoping to make your season by upsetting. Because again, if you upset Florida State, that's huge for recruiting, that's huge for your fan base, that's huge for the reputation of your program, all of that stuff. When you beat Alabama, you now can go on the recruiting trail and say, well, you know, we may not be Alabama, but we here at, you know, Texas A&M. We know we can beat them. And honestly, if we get more guys like you, then we're going to make something special. And if you want to join, you know, something and actually build something that can beat Alabama, you want to join our group, then, you know, we've already shown that we can do it. Now we just need to add more. That's going to be more appealing than we've gotten beaten by Alabama the last 36 years in a row. Same thing, you know, with Florida State in this case. So everybody has special stuff prepared for Florida State. Florida State can't do that, in contrast, for every team that's on their schedule. FSU is going to have a few special wrinkles or a few special things to prepare for in, you know, a couple games a year. You know, you're looking at Florida maybe. In the bowl game, they'll certainly have that. Or, you know, in a playoff situation, they'll certainly have that. They'll have stuff prepared. They're going to have it for, you know, generally speaking, for Miami. Maybe for a Clemson, you'll have a couple things. I mean, you're going to put a little extra preparation into your big games, no matter who you are. It's just that Florida State is the big game for everyone on their schedule. So for Boston College, this is their season. This is their playoff game. And that's true for everybody that Florida State's played this year. So, you know, that they're going to have special stuff prepared just like they did last year. And you remember last year, the Boston College game was this year's NC State game, a not very good football team that came out and hit Florida State in the mouth early in the game, fourth game in the season, and they hadn't shown half of what they showed in that first quarter. In that first quarter and a half, Boston College really took it to Florida State. And then once they got out of the special stuff that they prepared and Florida State made some adjustments, that ball game became uncompetitive very quickly for the rest of that game. And Florida State went on to win the game by double figures, even though because Boston College controlled that first quarter, Florida State's game control rating wound up being just a little bit lower than, you know, it might have been otherwise. Well, I would expect something similar in this one, although the benefit that Florida State has here is that Boston College did fire off a lot of their best stuff early in the year because they played Southern Cal Chestnut Hill earlier this year. And they beat Southern Cal, outrushing them 452-20 in the process. And they did to Southern Cal what they did to Florida State last year. And Southern Cal just didn't have the personnel or the adjustments to be able to come back and survive what Boston College did to them. I mean, BC really took it to the Southern Cal team. And they did with what they did to Florida State. They went with all sorts of unbalanced lines and all sorts of unusual motions and isolating matchups that were advantageous to them and getting the, you know, using misdirections and throwbacks and all of that stuff to put that team, which, you know, in that case, Florida State is the number one team on BC's schedule. I can guarantee you the other team that they prepped the most for this offseason was Southern Cal early in the year. And because they fired off a lot of those rounds, Florida State at least has good tape on a lot of what they may have in store, which is the one thing in terms of coming off of the bye, with BC coming off the bye, that Florida State really has going for them in this game. And, you know, looking at actually Boston College's schedule, this is a good football team. Looking at how they performed against their schedule, this is a good football team. I don't think they had any business losing to Pittsburgh early in the year, second game of the year. But you know, that was the second game of the year. They, you know, had trouble stopping James Conner. And then the next week they beat Southern Cal, who's now ranked 24th and I think overranked in the college football playoff rankings. Although I would not be surprised to see Southern Cal beat UCLA, but that just further confirms that UCLA is criminally overranked right now. But they averaged 7.44 yards a play against Southern Cal, rolling up 506 total yards, 452 of them were on the ground. And, you know, their only losses this year were Colorado State in 24-21 game. That was a home game that they really should not have lost, and that, you know, they collapsed at the very end of that game. And Colorado State has one loss on the year. They've only lost one game. And that game was at Boise State, but you know, that was a pretty good Colorado State team. They're 22nd in the college football playoff right now. And BC again, 24-21 loss, very close loss. And BC was in control. The BC's game control score was actually pretty good in that game, despite their losing at the end. And otherwise, you know, they beat North Carolina State and they beat them handily. They very nearly beat Clemson, despite Clemson, you know, putting the shackles on their offense. You know, it was a 4-point game, and they had a chance. They dropped a pass going into the end zone late in the fourth quarter that would have potentially won that game for them. You know, they beat Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech, and their only other loss, they got a loss to Colorado State, to Clemson, and their only other loss is to Louisville. And that was a pretty healthy Louisville. That was with Dyer and Parker, just like what Florida State played them with. So, you know, that's a very good Louisville team at that point. So, you know, at this point, Florida State should understand that despite the fact that this team has four losses, three of them are really quality losses, and the others in the second game of the season, this is a good football team. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Steve Addazio as a coach. I think he's one of the best coaches in the country. And that's I think borne out by how this team has played the last couple of years. I got a chance to spend some time with Addazio this summer just have some conversation with him. And I'm so impressed by him as a coach, and he's aware of how limited they are on their roster, but he does a tremendous job with smoke and mirrors and with, you know, taking advantage of what they have to offer, what personnel they do have. He knows that they've got some guys that can play hard-nosed football, and he's basically said, listen, we don't have playmakers on the outside. We don't have anybody who can stretch you. But what we can do is we can run power, and we can hit you in the nose so many times that you may not want to keep hitting us. And that's what they do. They're going to hit you on both offense and defense, and they will not beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over a lot. That's something that as you look at their season, and as you look at Florida State's season, Florida State is not going to want to turn the ball over a bunch against this team, because they don't tend to turn it over a ton themselves. They don't beat themselves. And so at the end of the day, Florida State is going to have another challenge, another team that I think is underrated nationally. It's a better team than people realize. I think this is probably a top 35 or so, top 40 team. Good football team. And Florida State's going to have to come to play in this game. And like I said, I think you're going to see this Boston College team go unbalanced up front. They're going to go with, you know, extra tight ends. They're going to use motion. They're going to read option. They're going to run all sorts of different types of option to be able to neutralize Florida State's edge at the point of attack. They're going to run throwbacks. They're going to run misdirection. They don't have a whole lot of speed on the field, but then they do have 5'6" freshman Sherman Alston, who's made some really big plays in some of their bigger games this year on misdirection stuff, on reverses, and on places where they've sneaked him out of the backfield for screens, you know, throwback screens, that sort of thing. They've got some stuff they can throw at you, and their wide receivers are all 6'3", 6'4". Got a big group. They're not going to run by you, but they will. You know, they're possession type guys, and on defense they're going to play an umbrella, just like what Florida State's seen in a couple other cases. They're going to make sure that you can't beat them over the top, and they're going to come up and hit you, and they're going to try to force fumbles. They're going to try to force you to execute all the way down the field. They're going to try to limit you in terms of what you can do big play wise. And you know, that does sort of go at what Florida State's been, you know, survived doing this season. Florida State has won games because they've made big plays. Florida State's efficiency level in certain cases has not been as high as what they would like. And that's part of why Florida State's game control has been less than what many have expected from this team coming into the end of the year, despite the fact that they've controlled every game when the clock hits zero. Either way, that said, I think this Boston College team is a good football team. But with what I saw, and as we talked about earlier this week, with what I saw from Florida State's improved offensive line with Cam Irving at center and Rod Johnson at left tackle, I think this is a much better Florida State team than anybody else has faced all year. Now that the Florida State coaching staff has gone back and looked at the film and looked at what they can do and what options they're going to have with that offensive front, and they know what the comfort level is, I think this Florida State offense is ready to launch. I think the biggest difference that you'll see is, even though Boston College's defense is pretty decent, and you know, they held Southern Cal to 20 rushing yards, and that includes sack yardage. You know, as Jimbo Fisher regularly complains, the Boston College defense does not, the NCAA does not calculate their rankings, their ratings effectively, you know, and their statistics effectively by listing sack yardage with rushing yardage, which shouldn't be the case. But you know, they've been pretty good defensively. You know, you look at their average yards. They've only given up 3.09 average yards per carry. You know, they held Louisville to 4.15, which is one of the worst outings they've had all year. But you look at what they've done to teams in terms of rush defense. They held Southern Cal to 0.69 yards per carry. They held North Carolina State to 1.54. They held Clemson to 3.23, which is about what everybody's done. They held Wake Forest to just below their season average at 0.58 yards per carry. They held Virginia Tech to 2.38 yards per carry and Louisville to 4.15. So they've actually, you know, the only team that's been able to run on them really this year, they've had two, was Pittsburgh with James Conner in that second game, 5.94, and Colorado State at 6.75, which was an anomalous game. That said, I expect Florida State to average 6.5 or above on the ground this week. Because I think the coaching staff, looking at what they saw last week against Miami, has realized, oh my goodness, with this offensive front, with what we just saw, we can comfortably go ahead and run it the way that we want. So we may actually see the running game that we expected to see all year starting now, starting in this game. I would not be surprised to see that at all. And if that's the case, this may wind up being the most comfortable game Florida State's had in a while. Because at that point, Florida State doesn't have to depend on the big play and beating umbrella coverage over the top at all. They can just go ahead and run the football and take care of business from day one, from step one. And I would not be surprised to see that be the case in this game. So at the end of the day, I'm expecting Florida State to come out. I think the spread of 20 is overly generous. Like I said, I think this is a better Boston College team than people realize. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Florida State win by, say, 17. I think that's about right. I'm looking at somewhere in the 34 to 17 range or something along those lines. I wouldn't be surprised to see that kind of game in this, but Florida State actually controlling it from start to finish with the running game. And if the running game gets off the way that it could, then this team could potentially cover. But I do think you're going to see Florida State run the football in this game better against a good run defense, better than they have all year. And that's more or less what I expect. So that's really been our preview. There's not much else to really talk about in this episode. I think at this point these teams are who they are, and we know that Boston College, you know, they're limited athletically, but boy are they well coached. And I by the way, I expect Steve Adazio will be, if he's not hired to be the head coach at Michigan, I wouldn't be surprised. He's going to be on the list. I kind of expect him to be the next head coach at Michigan. I think that there's some rumblings that the Boston College athletic director actually may end up being the next athletic director at Michigan. And if that's the case, then I wouldn't be surprised if he had if he asked Adazio to follow him not much later. And I think he'd be a terrific coach at a place like Michigan. But I think he's going to have a great plan. They're going to be prepared. But I think they're going to get mauled at the point of attack by the Florida State offensive line. And that's the first time I've felt that way since early in the season before we started seeing how limited Florida State was up front. I think Florida State offensively on that offensive line is so much better now that this team can begin to peak offensively. Well, that's been it. That's going to be it for us. On behalf of the rest of the Noll Digest crew, this is Jason Staples. This has been the Unconquered Podcast. Thanks for listening. I made this.